How would you like to make an impact in your community? How would you like to help someone that you know who's been a victim of some type of trauma? Well, maybe it's domestic violence or something a little bit more traumatic. Retired police officer and domestic violence expert Rebecca L. Mahan created a program that has been so successful that lives have dramatically changed and people have been able to overcome significant trauma. The book, Victims Overcoming Traumatic Events, is available on Amazon and is designed for patrol officers and those who respond first to domestic violence. That includes you. You might be responding to a friend or a family member that's had to, face a very challenging situation that has been very traumatic for them. Domestic violence or otherwise, the focus of the book really gives details that can be applied to any type of calls for service. And those who are patrol officers, nurses, and family or friends can really utilize the tools and resources that are provided inside to make a difference. There's even a chapter how you can change unhealthy things going on in your life to make them healthy and move forward. Take a few minutes to head over on Amazon.com, Victims Overcoming Traumatic Events by Rebecca L. Mahan.
Minutes or less. With us today, Joe Aiello, who is a master trainer and an accomplished VO. And we'll tell you, if you're not familiar with that, you got to know all about that because he's going to really knock your socks off. And not only that, but he's an accomplished VO actor, also an award-winning sportscaster who has been a decorated speaker, motivational coach, television host, and corporate messaging expert for, well, over 25 years. And so with that, he has hosted high visibility sports shows. You're going to know some of them, and I'm going to let him share those with us because I cannot steal his thunder on what he has done. He's also made an impact in the corporate world as a director in communication for Walmart, training C-level executives, creating messaging, crisis management. And really, here's what I find really good. Not that that isn't, that's all great, but this is good too, because shaping public opinion while protecting corporate identity is a really hard thing to master. And let me tell you, he's got it. He's a one-on-one coach, and his passion is really to give individuals tools and confidence to really effectively and impactfully express themselves as they achieve their life goals. And so there's so much more to this man. Welcome with me, Joe Aiello.
Rebecca, thank you. Before we go on, I have to say, everyone, when I met you, everyone was very impressed with your style, your talents, the way that you, you have the know-how in media and to promote people. So just the way that you introduced me was very kind, and I couldn't help but thinking you don't steal anybody's thunder. You have all the thunder on your own. I couldn't wait to get on your show. So thank you so much for having me. I just want to say that, and I want to say Well, you're a name, you are a presence, and you've got real traction, and we very much enjoy this. And my light just went out.
Woo. Okay. So we've got only less than 30 minutes now to give the audience some tools, techniques.
Sure.
Things that's going to make their life healthy. And you're the man, I think, today who's going to be able to do that. You've got 3 points to make. And I got to tell you, I think before we go into that, though, I need to give you a couple minutes, though, to really share a couple of the things that I didn't, because I don't want to steal your thunder.
Okay. Well, I was a high-level baseball and football player. These things are not that important. I will just kind of give you a quick background. I did work for Walmart. I was the senior director for messaging, communication, all of those things. I don't necessarily know that. And this kind of goes into what we're going to talk about today, presentations and how you introduce yourself and how you step up. Be interesting. Are you interesting? For the most part, when I walk into a presentation, because how many times have we walked in presentations that weren't interesting and we'd like 30 minutes of our life back? We just can't. But when someone says, hello, my name is Joe Aiello. Thank you for pronouncing it correctly, by the way, Rebecca. And today I'm going to talk to you about presentations. Well, I know that. You've just wasted 7 seconds of my time. Everyone's saying how precious your attention is. It's the most important commodity that we have. So I don't care that I've been in 25 years of doing what I'm doing. I care that I've done some things. You can do it within 3 minutes. If a plumber comes over and your house is plugged up and he takes 6 hours and he finally fixes it and charges you whatever, or if he takes 3 minutes and he fixes it in 3 minutes, you still pay him $75. I guess my point is, what have you done? And that's the important thing to when you introduce yourself. What have you done? Not that I've been in it for 25 years, but am I successful? And I've had success. Yes. So today we're going to speak about being interesting, regardless of what you're talking about. Have something interesting to say and an interesting way to introduce yourself.
I love that. I think that this is something that we sort of have taken and put on the back burner, along with things like being a kid and doing fun things. And we put those things on the back burner and we try to excel. And we just drive and drive, and we forget that the interesting part is such a key component. And when you're doing that, you can have so much fun.
Yeah, really can. All right. Yep. So, okay. Let's talk about a presentation. And you and I have discussed this, not only in Dallas, but also, you know, after that. Someone selected you to be a presenter or to speak. Maybe you just got a new promotion. When you speak, realize that you are very important. And your audience not only expects, but they deserve a strong presentation. And they deserve a strong introduction. So when we start feeling nerves and when we start feeling that we aren't necessarily worthy, we got to change that mindset. So how do you start the presentation? Maybe with, I very rarely say start with a joke. I don't think that's appropriate, especially in today's times. Very rarely are people good with jokes. But start with an interesting fact. Start with a statement that affects the audience. And start with something that will connect you. So the first point is connection versus memorization. Your first point is, number one, connect with your audience. Don't try to memorize your speech, which is a common thing that we all do because we get stuck on that. But if you can connect with your audience and find, what I mean by that is look at them, find out if there's someone in the audience that you can talk to or you know, and say, Rebecca, met in Dallas. We're starting to connect. People are going to look, notice, understand that. And not just be talking to a room, but be talking to one person. So try not to memorize your speech, but have a general idea. So the first point is connection.
I love this. Oh, mm-hmm. Joe, I really love this because I was just talking to someone who is taking part in Toastmasters and has this speech to go through. And he said, hey, Rebecca, can I go and talk to you about this speech? And he was sharing some things. And immediately there were some things that he said. And I said, oh my goodness, this is exactly what Joe is talking about. And you would be a great coach for him because of the things that would help him overcome and the way you can articulate it so well, the challenges that he was facing in getting through his speech. And part of it had to do with a disability where he's not able to really memorize things and he kind of needs a script, but he's even getting stuck on the script. And I think that with what you're talking about, those things can be mastered at any level. And no matter whether there's a disability or we're a seasoned pro or we are not a seasoned pro, but we have some hiccups. I mean, just all of those kinds of things. So, okay, yeah. I'm ready for number two.
Well, so much more on number one, but let's go to number two. Let's actually go to the third point, which is, because you brought it up, disclosure, okay. Self-disclosure builds trust with an audience.
Yes. Yes.
If you have nerves, and number two is kind of about nerves and how you overcome them. But number two and the point three that I'm here to make is that it's okay to share with an audience that you're nervous because it's very important to you, or that maybe you have a disability. So that's why things might be distracting. Anything that can be a distraction will become a distraction. What are the first things that we look at? When we get on, someone's looking behind me going, is that a jersey? Is that a hallway? Is he in his bathroom? Is he in his office? I mean, I was looking at your background going, okay, that's pretty cool. So people are looking at those things. But if you self-disclose, yes, I did play baseball. Those are my jerseys. I'm that vain that I have some jerseys hung up on the wall. But those are the things that I want to admit. I wear certain colors to let people know that I'm from a certain university, Arizona State. And I'll tell you a quick story. I did work for Walmart. Say what you want about it. It was fantastic for learning a few things about business culture and about dealing with people in relationships. And the biggest thing that I learned was self-disclosure does build trust. We had one of my positions was to instruct the new buyers on how to present themselves and how to speak in front of 20,000 people every other Friday. We had this one very powerful woman. She was young and she was new at her position. She got up to speak and she was so excited. The breath ran out of her and you could see her start to kind of tilt and almost faint. And we didn't understand. She stopped. So I talked to her the next week and I said, why don't you let people know what's going on? So she got up there. Same thing started happening to her. She goes, I'm so sorry. This job is so important to me. You all are so important to me. And everyone, of course, was just immediately in her corner. So self-disclosure does build trust. Sometimes in sales, people say, oh, no, we're fine. We're good. We're fantastic. Oh, well, you know, your competition, ABC company, they're worried about not having the brand identity and not understanding if their clients and customers really relate. Is that something you guys face? Oh, yeah, I'm glad you asked. And that will bring up a whole disclosure of their needs. So truly, if you can be honest and connect with somebody, points one and two, that really does start off a good presentation.
I feel like those bullet points really kind of merge together so well, because when you are disclosing those things, that's part of communication, and that communication really fosters understanding and trust. And when you have a speaker in front of you, you want to really be able to absorb what they're saying, believe it, and apply it. And if those things that you're sharing are not there, I don't feel like the audience is really going to resonate very well with it.
Completely agree. I hope you. I can interview you one of these days, because that's exactly right.
I would love that. I absolutely would love it. In fact, one of the things in there, I said, I'm usually very cognizant of all of my things that I say, whether it's if I have a whatever. So I'm obviously exaggerating just a little bit here, but yet I'm not. I think it's really important that we self-critique as well. One of the first things that I learned in doing public speaking, I will never forget this. I was working for a corporate company and we had to learn how to do presentations and speak, because this is what we did. they videotaped us in, you know, with the group.
Yeah.
And then went back with the group and played the video, and everybody was to point out the things that we could improve upon.
Isn't that horrible? Sounds horrible.
It's kind of grueling, especially if it isn't something that you've done before. And mm-hmm. most of us are usually very self-conscious, or we can be our own worst critic. But in this particular instance, if you're at a point where you know you're going to do public speaking, you want as much feedback as you can get. So you kind of suck up the fact that it is in an open forum and that you're not sure what people are going to say. But what I would tell anybody, and I think that you and I are on the same team here, in that it's important for us to get out and speak no matter what line of work, whether it's public speaking, no matter what it is, it's going to benefit us on so many different levels.
Yeah. And you bring up, you have to be vulnerable. So that's another point. Be vulnerable, that self-disclosure, but also be comfortable. And how do you get comfortable? We all get nervous, right? So maybe some people are watching that want to know, are there any tips to get over the nerves? I always say, if you can get there early, get there early. Be comfortable with the stage. Be comfortable with the surroundings. Try to take some of the pressure off yourself by what I said earlier, recognizing someone in the crowd. Mm-hmm. I asked you a question right off the bat. I always get nervous. I was nervous before this. I still get nervous. You know, that's just natural. And if you don't know anyone there, talk to someone. We discussed this earlier. If you can get there 20, 30 minutes before you speak, talk to someone about the presentation that you're about to give, and then maybe say, I was talking with Bill, the plumber, just 20 minutes ago. Bill, are you still here? Yeah, I'm here. Bill, in plumbing, do you ever have to make a presentation? No, I don't. Well, that would be a killer. But you do have to, say, well, you don't ever present in front of your clients? Yeah, actually, I do. Do you ever find that you need some help or tips? Yeah, okay. Now you're starting to release some of that tension, some of that anxiety, some of that fear. And you're also engaging the audience because Bill is sitting next to 35 other people who are all probably in his category. So take some of the pressure off yourself and then find that connection with that audience. Find that connection with Bill and find out what that pain point is.
I think these points, Joe, are really so paramount for all of this that we're talking about today in applying it, whether it's to public speaking or whether just to a job interview or anything that you're doing. I think all of these things can be extremely helpful. And I really want the audience to be able to connect with you. You're going to be an expert guest here. I'm going to have you back in a few episodes again to share some more really important things that are going to be helpful for others. And in the meantime, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Sure. JIELLO28@gmail.com. Also just started wintertimevoice.com. You can email me. As you know, I'm very accessible and talkative. The last three things, I just want to make sure that everyone understands, connect with your audience. Don't try to memorize your speech. Try to connect with them, however that is. Number two, practice and prepare. That'll get over the nerves. Show up early. Get over your nerves, however that works out. I have some tips. Can't explain it all in just a few minutes. Last thing, number three, someone invited you to speak, or it's your job, or for whatever reason, you're speaking. You're important. Know that. Your audience expects and deserves a powerful speaker, not someone that says things like it's just a little bit about, or maybe, or be powerful. Be resolute. You are the subject matter expert and you've got their attention.
I absolutely love this. Thank you so much for being with us today. I am delighted to have had you on today and I'm excited to have you on. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. We ask that you share this, get it out with all your friends, family, loved ones, everyone you know, and everyone you don't. Thanks for tuning in.